For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is going on, Red Sox fans? Welcome to episode 16 of the Believe in Red Sox podcast. Hello, hello. How are all of you doing? I appreciate you stopping by for episode 16 of the Believe in Red Sox podcast. Usually I am going live with this on YouTube, but I am pre-recording this. The schedule lately for me is just rather busy. If you don't know, I am a teacher, so back to work in the last couple of weeks, and it has just been quite hectic for me, and I'm just doing what I can. So I was not able to go live with this on YouTube, so again, pre-recorded. If you are listening to this wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, whether that's Spotify, Google, Stitcher, wherever else, thank you for tuning in. But we have a lot to talk about in this episode. Not a great weekend for the Red Sox overall, going up against the Baltimore Orioles, losing 2 out of 3. This was a series they needed to win, and they won 2 out of 3 against Pittsburgh. I was hoping for a sweep there. They couldn't quite get it done. But coming into this series, I was feeling okay, and in the end, not a great series overall. We're going to get into that. We're going to preview the upcoming series with the Toronto Blue Jays and the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm going to go over some numbers, how are the Red Sox doing lately when it comes to offense, pitching, and so on. I'm going to go over some injuries as well, and going to go over my thoughts. Do I think this is the make or break time for the Red Sox this coming week? I definitely think it is, in my opinion. But before I do get into all of that, I just want to go over today's sponsor, and that is Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports contests and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all of your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELEAV50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. Also, everyone, don't forget we are partners with SeatGeek. Use my code HIDE. You get $20 off your first purchase. Seriously, go check out SeatGeek. You get some great deals on there. And with my code HIDE, you get $20 off. And we are partners with Prize Picks. Use my code Ginger. You will get a 100% deposit match. So if you deposit $20, they will give you $20. So let's get into it, everyone. Again, not a great weekend this past weekend for the Red Sox, and they got a tough week coming up. So let's dive into it here. So getting into last night's game, hey, it was a pretty close game all the way through. Francisco Cordero coming up with a big homer there late, but in the end, the bullpen not able to hang on. John Schreiber, Matt Barnes, he was able to come in after Strom locked it down, but then Schreiber came in and that game just completely disappeared on the Red Sox. At that point, the Orioles coming up big in the eighth inning there with a Jorge Mateo double that cleared the bases, and eventually, Bogarts did have the home run there in the ninth. Nice to see Bogarts coming up with something here, but in the end, it just wasn't enough for the Red Sox in this one. Bit of a bummer of a game. If we go take a look at the box score here, Pivetta got the start, went into the sixth inning, 6 hits, 2 earned, 9 Ks. A wasted start there. Schreiber, he's had himself a really good season, but lately he has been getting hit around a little bit, and he was not able to come through in this one for the Red Sox. If we go back to game one of this series, a lot of offense here, a ton of offense, 25 runs total. The Orioles winning this one 15-10. We saw Verdugo coming up with a big game here, 3 for 6. Tommy Pham at 3 RBIs out of the leadoff spot. Ref Snyder had a really good game here, 3-for-4. Hosmer was 2-for-5, and he didn't play last night because he was having some lower back issues. He should be back in the upcoming series against the Blue Jays. But to me, the main thing here was Cutter Crawford. I don't know why he came back out for the fourth inning. I understand. I get it. Starting pitching, you got to try and get as many innings as you can out of these guys, but Cutter Crawford just didn't have it, giving up 6 runs in the first 3 innings here. Then, you know, giving up a few more. Overall, Cutter Crawford, 3 2/3, 11 hits, 9 runs, gave up 3 home runs. Again, I understand you want to try and save the bullpen as much as you can, especially, you know, this is the first game of a 3-game series. But at this point, you knew he didn't have it. You got to take him out. I mean, and I think Cora messed up big time there. But, you know, even with this horrendous start, the Red Sox, with all the runs they put up, they still could have won this game. But Brazier, a very rough outing for him. 5 earned over 2/3 of an inning. Ryan Brazier, I've never been the biggest fan of Ryan Brazier. Sure, he's had some pretty good moments here and there, but, you know, I don't know. Brazier, it's, you know, an ERA now of 5.98 on the season. He just has a lot of these moments where, sure, he can have some good moments here and there, but really gets blown up a lot. I'm not the biggest Ryan Brazier fan. And, you know, overall, the pitching just did not have it in this game. But Michael Wacha did do really good in game 2 for the Red Sox. The Red Sox were able to pull this out 4-3. The Orioles were rallying late there in the bottom of the ninth, but the Red Sox were able to hang on. But Michael Wacha, he has been great lately. Pitched really well against the Yankees in his last start. And in this one, 5 2/3, 4 hits allowed, no runs earned. 4 Ks. I mean, he's 8-1 on the year. I know you missed some time there, but Michael Wacha, I mean, what a great story this has been for him this year. He has had just a really good year. You know, despite missing some time, he has been huge for the Red Sox since coming back here in the last couple of starts. They're going to need him. You know, if they want any chance of making the postseason, they're going to need him to be on top of his game. But it is going to be tough. If we take a look at the current standings here, 6 out. I mean, the Red Sox are in a really tough spot, 60-62. They're behind the White Sox, the Orioles, and the Twins. And this was a big series here, you know, where you got these 3 teams ahead of you, including the Orioles. You got to try and find a way to leapfrog these teams. To me, you had to sweep this series against the Orioles, and you lost 2 out of 3. You know, it's not the worst thing that could happen. Obviously, you could have gotten swept, but to me, this was a series you needed to win. And I think this series could have been won, but in the end, it is what it is. But for the Red Sox moving forward, this is a big week. This is an absolutely big week for the Red Sox. We get the day off on Monday here, and you got 3 against the Blue Jays, 3 against the Rays, all at home. So that is nice. They're going to be at home here, and then they got the Twins next week on the road. But this is going to be huge. I mean, honestly, this is a big week, but then you do have the Twins next week. So if you end up having a good week and then you go up against the Twins, who are in this wild card running as well, then who knows what could happen. But this week is going to be huge. And the Red Sox have not done well against the Blue Jays or the Rays this year. They're 3-10 against the Rays, 3-10 against the Blue Jays. They are 2-8 against the Rays this year. They have not had a great time against either of those teams. This, to me, is make or break, because if you lose both of this series, I mean, you're pretty much out of it at this point. So this is going to be a really big week. But before I do get into the next series with the Blue Jays, there are some injuries to be keeping a lookout for here. Nathan Eovaldi, he was supposed to pitch against Pittsburgh in the last series there against Pittsburgh, but ended up getting pushed back, got something going on with the strap, and it's not really certain when he's going to pitch next. Really, they're just looking to avoid the IL, but they're not really giving a timetable. They're just continuing treatment at this point with Nathan Eovaldi. To me, I mean, he was supposed to start game 1 against the Blue Jays here, and now that's not going to happen. I'm wondering if maybe they're going to go with Josh Winkowski. He has not been very good lately for the Red Sox. He ended up getting optioned down to the minor league, so I would imagine maybe they call him back up. We'll have to wait and see which way they go. Brian Bayo, I don't think he will get a start here. I mean, maybe possibly he could get a start in the Rays series. He's on a rehab assignment, so You could see him over this next week. We'll have to wait and see. But I would think Josh Winkowski could be the guy here. Like I said earlier, Eric Hosmer, he did miss last night's game, having some lower back issues. And we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully that doesn't turn into anything. And Trevor Story, there actually is some good news on Trevor Story. He has been taking a lot of BP lately. He's feeling good, according to Alex Cora. So hopefully we can see Trevor Story back maybe early September, maybe late August. Well, you know, maybe sometime next week. We'll have to see. But he will have to go on some kind of a rehab assignment probably this week if we want to see him by the end of August. Tanner Houck, he's been having some back issues. So nothing really yet. He has a follow-up appointment with a spine specialist. So hopefully there's nothing too crazy going on there. But for the Red Sox, they're going to need all hands on deck, especially with this big week coming up against the Blue Jays and the Rays. So let's take a look here at the projected starters. Like I said, Nathan Eovaldi, he was supposed to start tonight, again, or tomorrow night, sorry, against Ross Stripling. But that's not going to happen. So I would imagine it's going to be Winkowski here. We'll have to wait and see. Rich Hill is scheduled to get the nod against Jose Berríos. He did pitch well against the Yankees in his last start. So he has had a really rough year. So let's see if the Red Sox can take advantage of that. And Cutter Crawford, very bad start last time out. He's going up against Kevin Gausman. I don't like this Blue Jays series. I do not like this Blue Jays series at all. You're not going to have Eovaldi, who had been pitching better. He was kind of shaking off some rust there after coming off the IL. But last couple of starts looking pretty good. So now you're going with most likely, I would think, Winkowski. You know, maybe you can go with someone else. I don't know. But Winkowski seems to be the most logical guy. I mean, Stripling has been a pretty underrated guy for the Blue Jays this year. Did pitch okay against the Red Sox when he last pitched against them. So I don't know what's going to happen there. You know, Jose Berríos, I feel good about that because he's been up and down. And Rich Hill, he's been able to come in, give you 4 or 5 innings. I definitely think the Red Sox game 2 is looking pretty good. But Kevin Gausman has just owned the Red Sox this year. Do not feel good about that, especially with how bad Cutter Crawford looked. I don't know, man. I'm not feeling good about this series of the Blue Jays. But then you got the Rays coming up. Waka gets the start in game 1 against the Rays. Nick Pivetta in game 2. Eovaldi is slated for game 3 against Corey Kluber next Sunday. So hopefully Eovaldi, hopefully he can have himself a good week. Hopefully the treatment, he responds well to the treatment. And we're just going to have to wait and see. But I feel better about the Rays series just because of the starting pitching matchups. They got Yarbrough for game 1, Jeffrey Springs for game 2, and Kluber for game 3. I don't feel good about this Blue Jays series. I'm hoping we can at least win 1. If you can win 2 out of 3 here, I'll be ecstatic. And for the Rays, I definitely think you could win 2 out of 3 against the Rays. They have been playing some okay baseball lately. We'll have to wait and see, but this is a big week. Now, what are the keys here for the Red Sox moving forward? If we take a look here at the offense, it's been pretty middle of the road. We also have to, here on FanGraphs, they're ranked 15th in WRC plus over the last 14 days. If we take a look at the last 7 days, taking a look here at WRC plus, we did have the big 10-run game against the Orioles in the loss, so that's going to kind of inflate the Red Sox numbers. Overall, they ranked 12th in WRC plus over the last 7 days, and over the last 14 days, they ranked 15th. Now, and that really kind of says a lot about what the Red Sox are right now offensively. 15th over the last 14 days, because you got a few guys that are hitting really well, and then you got a few guys that are just completely slumping. It's a middle of the road offense right now, because really only half your lineup is contributing at this point. Verdugo, over the last 14 days, he's hitting .439 with a .521 on base and a .585 slugging. He has been fantastic. Christian Arroyo has been absolutely fantastic over his last 14 days, hitting .364 with a .391 on base and a .523 slugging. He's got 9 RBIs. Tommy Pham, over the last couple of weeks, a couple of homers, 10 RBIs, a .556 slugging. He has been fantastic since coming to the Red Sox. He's hitting .311 over the last couple of weeks. But at that point, that's pretty much all you're getting. Bogaerts, Endeavors, these guys, I mean, Bogaerts had the home run last night, but only the last couple of weeks, he's only hitting .184. Devers over the last couple of weeks, only hitting .140. JD Martinez over the last couple of weeks, only hitting .212. These guys are your boppers in the lineup, man. This is the meat of your order, and they're slumping. Sure, you got Verdugo, Arroyo, and Pham are contributing, but these guys, they got to step up here. You know, we got to get something out of the big boppers in our lineup. And without them, I know this offense is just very inconsistent. If we take a look at the starting pitching, overall, it has not been great lately. They ranked 23rd in Fangraph WAR over the last couple of weeks. Yeah, sure, Waka, Pivetta, they've been pretty solid for the most part. Evaldi, in his last start, was pretty good. He went six innings, did pretty well. Hill has been fine for the most part. He's been giving you some innings, but Winkowski, Crawford, they have just been getting demolished. So you're just like the offense. You're getting some guys that are doing well, some guys that are doing bad. It's just very middle of the road at this point. And the bullpen. Overall, over the last couple of weeks, 23rd in bullpen ERA with a 5.31. That's not all that great, if you ask me. Matt Barnes, he's actually been doing really well lately. And he did get the loss last night. You know, unfortunately, he gave up a walk and that runner ended up scoring. So he ended up getting taxed with the loss there. But Schreiber really was the weak link in that one. But they've had some really bad performances. Like I mentioned, Ryan Brazier just completely awful this past weekend against the Orioles. Schreiber has been doing okay for the most part, but last night was not able to come through. Whitlock has been fantastic. But, you know, the bullpen, I would say overall has been okay. You know, it's just, this is what this team is right now, just up and down. I don't know what to say about this team. I'm really not sure what's going to happen here in the next coming week. You know, Blue Jays for three. Again, I've said this like five times now. I don't feel good about this series. I really don't. The Rays, I feel a little better about. Hopefully, some home cooking here can help the Red Sox. They can get some energy back. Bogarts. Let's see if that home run here from last night really just gets him going. Let's see if that sparks him a little bit and he ends up having a big series against the Blue Jays. I think he's going to be a big key in this coming series against the Blue Jays. And for the Rays, they're just going to have to keep relying on that starting pitching, man. Have to keep riding that starting pitching, especially with Waka and Pivetta going in that game. If Winkowski does get the call for the Blue Jays, that's going to be a tough assignment with that offense against the Blue Jays. Again, I think this is a make or break week for the Red Sox. I mean, what else is there to say? I mean, you're six out at this point. You can't afford to be losing any more series at this point. You got three teams to try and leapfrog here. You got the two teams that are in the first and second wildcard spots right now with the Rays and the Blue Jays. This is the time. If you want to make a move, I think this is the time. Sure, the Red Sox, you know, you got some series in September. You got three against the Rays in the second week of September. You do got the Orioles again. You got the Orioles, what, seven more times over in the month of September. And then you do got the Blue Jays again at the end of September and the beginning of October. And then you got the Rays for three at the end of the season. So I just, this week feels like it is make or break. It's like, what are you going to do here? So we'll have to wait and see. The best case scenario, obviously, would be to sweep both series. I just don't see that being realistic, especially because the Blue Jays and Rays have been playing well. If you could win two out of three, both these series, that is a good sign. I mean, that shows that the Red Sox, they got some fight left in them. But time is ticking here. Time is ticking. And this is going to be a huge week for the Red Sox. But everyone, I want to say thank you for joining me for episode 16 of the Believe in Red Sox podcast. Let me know your thoughts down below in the comments on YouTube and wherever you are listening from wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Thank you for joining today. But everyone, that is all I have. Stay tuned for next week as I give my next update and whatever I'm thinking about the Red Sox in episode 17. Have yourself a great week, everyone, and I'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.